Sunday's suicide car bombing targeting Mogadishu's luxury Jazeera Palace Hotel has left at least 15 people dead and more than 40 others injured. A security guard at the Chinese embassy housed in the hotel died of his wounds, and three embassy staff were wounded. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang calls the attack shocking.
China was greatly shocked by the terrorist attack, and we strongly condemn it. The Chinese government feels deep grief for the deaths of the security guard and has expressed deep condolences to the Chinese victims and their families.
The six-story hotel also housed several other foreign diplomatic missions. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab has said it carried out the attack in retaliation against recent operations by African Union and Somali forces in southern Somalia. The hotel was targeted because Al-Shabaab says it houses Western embassies coordinating the offensive. There's no indication the Chinese mission was specifically targeted. Liu Kang says Chinese embassy staff are being moved to a safer location following the bombing, and the wounded are being treated.
China has launched a representation in Mogadishu and Beijing. The Somali side says it will take all necessary measures to treat the wounded and ensure the safety of Chinese organizations and the people in Somalia.
Sunday's bombing has also drawn strong condemnation from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who has vowed that it will not deter the United Nations from helping Somalia realize a peaceful future. The UN Security Council also says it condemns the bombing in the strongest terms. Somalia had been in chaos since a civil war broke out in 1991. It wasn't until 2012 that a unity government was put in place. China restored its diplomatic mission in Mogadishu last October, despite the volatile security situation there, characterized by regular attacks launched by Al-Shabaab. China's Special Envoy on African Affairs, Ambassador Liu Guijing, has told CRI that there are actual needs for China to continue its diplomatic mission in Somalia.
Somalia is in great need of reconstruction following more than 20 years of conflict. China used to have a sound relationship with the country. The Somali government has expressed hope that China can resume those Chinese-aided projects launched before the war when conditions are right. There are always risks, but in terms of the development of bilateral ties, the needs for us to stay are real.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry says it will pay close attention to the situation in Somalia following the suicide bombing and step up security. Measures are also being worked out to protect the safety and interests of Chinese organizations and people in Somalia. For CRI, I'm Xi Zhi.